Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. This is a significant verse right here because it's talking about the condition of the spiritual leadership. Now he's saying the prophet is a fool and the spiritual man is mad. What does that mean? Well, it's not referring to the fact that all the prophets are fools because Hosea is a prophet and he's not a fool. Hosea is spiritual and he's not mad. Mad doesn't mean like he's angry. It means he's crazy. He's alluding to the fact that the spiritual leadership of that day, they're crazy. They're fools. Why? Because of the multitude of the iniquity, the idolatrous practices, serving Baal, etc. But then it says right there, and the great hatred. Now, what is it referring to when it says that they have great hatred? Well, keep in mind that he's comparing Israel to a reprobate nation. And what is a characteristic of an individual reprobate is that they're haters of God. Now, why do they hate God? Well, they hate God because they hate his commandments. They rejected God. So this isn't some Calvinistic teaching that says, well, God just hated them from the beginning. That God hated Israel from the beginning. No, they did something to merit that hatred.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 81, verse 10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Now, does that sound familiar to you? What he's saying to Israel, he says, I'm giving them up to their own heart's lust. Well, that sounds like Romans 1:24. Wherefore, God gave them up unto uncleanness, right? Through the lust of their own hearts. You see, the reprobate nation has the same characteristics as an individual reprobate. And what is it? Is that when they reject God, it's because they hate God. Now notice, this verse in Hosea comes before where God says, I hate you. You know, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Often God's action is based upon your action. And the same thing goes with becoming a reprobate. God isn't just, oh, he's just, I'm just going to make this a reprobate nation. No, it's because they hate God. It says in verse 13 of Psalm 81, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. So even then it says that they're haters of the Lord. This is the characteristic of the nation of in its entirety.